Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Don't eat spicy food if you can't hack it.
I'm trying to.
This fully looks like an injection.
It does, doesn't it? I'm trying to, bro.
I can't take your face soon.
Mate, I'm actually
blind. I'm trying.
Can I have water?
Oh shit, sorry. Ooh. Ooh. Guys, my girl has seen a ghost.
No, I actually can't hack spicy food.
No, you can hack a certain type of spice. If you're eating samosas, you have to chew those. You have to chew it to the last grain. Because when you swallow it, it needs to go all the way. Because if it stays here,
oh, that's what it did.
It'll shine back on. And then the reflection's not cute. Do you want a sweet? Yeah. I can't.
I inherited my right side when it comes to phones. Ish.
Oh my god. As you were saying.
As I was saying. You see, you mandem that deny your friends, yeah.
That's not what you're saying.
No, but now I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I don't get it. I personally don't understand
why. Like, you're in pictures matching outfits. You're telling me you don't know him. He's been in your car how many times doing up dashboard, babe?
You're in best friend group chats and you don't know each other.
I'm eyeing the mic as if it's the person.
Bro, I don't think you understand.
Mad. Capital crime has been committed so many times.
Like, once, yeah, there's this guy that popped up to me to move to... Of course he popped up to me to move to me.
Of course.
So when he popped up to me, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let me just chat to him, yeah? Me because not knowing... Not. Yeah, because why not? Do. I was a single college. I was a single college goer, you know? So I was like, why not? So I was, you know, we're talking. And then next thing you know, I'm like, oh, how did you get my snap? He's like, oh, I just found it, quick ad. These times, that's when it told you whether someone typed
it. It always tells you, added by username or quick ad or contact.
I was there like, it wasn't quick ad.
You're lying.
You typed in my name and then you got my information. Well, not my information.
You got my username.
You got my username. And then he was like, no, it wasn't like that.
But that's what Snapchat says though. Is it lying too?
So then I was just like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not going to argue with you. If this is what you say, it's what you say. You did not type
what
in.
What am I to deny the truth being told
for
to me?
Your truth. Damn, sis. I like your hair. Do you like mine?
It looks cute. Everything's out and about.
Everything has to be out. Not everything. Not literally.
The hair.
Yeah, the hair. And then, obviously, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So we're talking. Then I realised there's nothing there. So I go to the guy, I'm like, no, I don't want to speak to you anymore.
What do you mean there's nothing there? There's nothing
like, there was not... No. It's like every time he would pop up to me, it would be, oh, do you miss me? I have not spoken to you for that long for me to be having the courage to come and now miss you. And then I was there, oh, okay.
There's only a select few that can actually ask me, do you miss me? And I'll be like, you know what, I do. After, let's say, maybe 4 weeks of without speaking to you. The rest, please, I beg, go by your life. Don't ask me.
I don't even.
Don't bother.
Don't even. You know, because at this point, at this age that I am, if a guy tells me they miss me, I laugh. That's literally the initial thing.
Why? What do you miss about me?
I don't ask. I start laughing.
Not even. What do you want at this point? Because you're coming here for something.
Let's drop to the point and land and swim. Because at this point,
we're wasting time.
So then, obviously, months later, I start going out with this guy, right? So then I ask him, do you know this person? He said, no. I said, what? So you don't know him? He said, no. I fully showed him a picture. You know them ones back in the day when a guy was moving to you? He would send a picture of himself.
Yeah.
So I sent him the picture. Well, I didn't send it to him, but I showed it to him. He was like, no, I don't know him.
This time is his best babe.
So then he goes, oh, my boy's looking for a girl. Blah,
you didn't
blah,
know
blah.
Him. What do you mean?
And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. So me being slow,
I'm the slowest human ever.
That's me. Me being slow, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I have a single friend, you know, so let's do this. Yeah. So then I bring my single friend and then we're chilling. Like, we chill for a couple of times. So on the third time we chill, I'm like, wait. I was like, ain't you? I was like, are you sure you're not? He said, no, that's not me. I said, Jesus Christ. I was like, babe, it's my boyfriend. I said, boyfriend, isn't this the boy that I told you and you say you don't know?
He said, no, that's not him.
I said, no.
You know me, yeah? I used to, like, save the chat.
So I'm there thinking,
big man, is this not you? No.
I showed my friend. I went, friend.
Is this not him?
Is this not him? She goes, that's him. That's you. You're even wearing the same jacket. He said no.
He said no.
And I don't know what. I was like, and then they left, obviously. Someone's my boyfriend. I was like, you said you didn't know him. You said you're not friends with him. So then there was another friend of theirs that was my friend at the time, So I was like, I went to my friend. I was like, oh, yeah, this person had a child. And then they both looked at each other. I was like, oh, you don't know him as well?
You don't know each other also.
And we know him. We just, like, we're not boys like
it's
that.
It's always that, like,
I know him, but we're not boys like that. But
we're not boys like that. I'm there thinking, oh, are you not the godfather?
Oh my god, I can't. I actually can't.
What type of privacy? That's next level privacy. That's next level privacy.
That is a capital crime. The way men deny each other is a crime. I actually can't.
I don't think you understand yet. Yesterday I was watching a Nigerian movie. This guy, yeah, got caught out saying that, you know, he basically he had two girlfriends and one posted him on social media.
Yeah.
So obviously through tags, she tagged him. And then he was like, oh, that's my twin brother. He done a whole lie. He said, that's my twin brother. So then she was like, because she was not from Nigeria, he made up this whole thing, yeah. His name has an opposite meaning, and the opposite meaning is the twin. If that even makes sense. Yeah. So then, obviously, she's like, oh my god, I don't know why I shouted at you. I'm so sorry, babe, blah, blah, blah. So they go to the restaurant.
How much was something my dad did to my mom back in the day?
Like, men are, it doesn't matter what age.
Imagine now, they are partying or something. And
let me drink.
So they are a family party or whatever, and this guy is looking at my mom or something, and my dad approached her like, oh, I bring it to my family's party, and this is what you want to do, da 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 da.
What am I doing?
My mom feels so bad, you know, I'm so sorry. I didn't
Wait, what?
And she was on the phone to my auntie years later, she's like, why the fuck was I apologizing?
Wait, I didn't feel wrong, you see how men love.
Is it manipulation or is it love?
I was like, yo, can you imagine? But it's like, there's I can't really argue my case too tough, because it's like, I'm not trying to show out in front of your family. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I will deal with you. But right now, right now,
let me just show that I respect you so no one feels away.
Because it won't be me.
I feel like I'm so, I will embarrass you. I'll finish you. I'll decapitate you. Because even the two people that we were friends with.
Oh no. You see those two, yeah.
Oh, those two were
they
a nightmare.
They piss me off. So every time I think about
them. Oh my god. Oh. That one added me on Instagram the other day. I blocked. I don't think you understand the swiftness of blocking. I was like, no, not this year. This year I have been free.
Please, I beg, not sis, this time. I can only deal with one madness.
This year, We'll talk later. But this year, I've been so good. Life has been good. Oh, even God. I know we've been staying at home, but like when it comes to men, I have controlled life.
Like, how can
I've controlled that?
You are speaking to your friend. You have to call me so I can call my friend so you can get to him. Men are so dramatic. I actually can't. And I have to now do the same. No, have you spoken to is so and so alive? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I just spoke to him. So why is he not in my call?
What the fuck? I just got off the phone to him, but I've been calling him for 2 hours. What's going on?
Yeah, we've been talking. Oh, no. What are you guys doing? Oh. Exchanging length? Like, what the fuck?
Length?
Which yeah. What are they doing? Be like, okay, you call somebody.
Like, they're really right next to each other, chatting up on the phone. And I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
People are wicked.
You're weird.
You're wicked.
And then after, it's like, you know, I don't even like him that much. Like, we're not even friends like that. Like, we're only friends because there's this one guy
for very long. Like,
there was this one guy that apparently, you know, always joined them together, so they were like a trio. So it's like,
is the guy Asian?
I think so. He had a weird name. I don't even think I remember it. But I was just there like, you guys are weird. It'd be like, nah man, I don't even think I like him, you know, he's always, you know,
bad mouthing each other.
Out to get me, blah blah. I was there thinking, oh okay.
Is oh, he's always in competition with
so
me.
So why
he's
are you at his house?
Be better than me, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, so why is he always in your house then? Why do you let him in?
Your mum doesn't like him. Your mum thinks he's a bad friend. So why is he always there? I don't get it.
Both mothers think the other is a bad friend. Imagine that.
Imagine that though.
Well, somebody's lying. That's all I know.
Well, somebody's a bad friend. That's all I know.
I mean, we know who it is, but hey ho.
No, actually, I don't. To this day, they're both as bad as each other.
But who's the worst? Okay, let's not point now.
I am pointing no fingers that don't already know where they're pointing. But yeah, no. He's different. He was different.
Mate, it is weird, isn't it?
itchy scalp comfort.
it is.
Nah, but it's the denial that it hurts me. I don't know if it hurts me, it just, it's a bit weird.
It's scary.
Do you think like the way they deny each other, that's why it's okay for them to like just share women?
Bruh, you went far with that one.
I did. Because, like, I have guy friends that will be like, yeah, me and my boy smashed. And then I'll be like, both of you? Be like, no. Separate times, but
oh, it's smashed. Thing
and
of,
I'll be like, no.
Oh, my ex slept with my boy or something. I'm like, he's still your boy.
Yeah. She just wasn't meant for you.
But he slept with her willingly. And he's still your friend.
How do you know it was willingly? Devil's advocate. I'm not promoting this.
The devil asked me his advocate.
No, I'm just saying, you know? Like,
I don't know, you know, that's a bit.
And you know what baffles me? Those groomsmen that sleep with the bride before the wedding. I hate those people.
Excuse me?
It happens a lot in, like, Western culture. Yeah, especially in this England. No, in this England, the best man always ends up sleeping with the bride. I don't know why.
What, to test her?
To test her for what? HIV. What are you testing?
The pumps, I don't know.
I don't know. He's already tested, that's why he's marrying you. Like,
yeah, but why is the best man testing it as well?
I don't know. They just always have this thing.
No.
Where they end up in the woman's pants. And then at the end of the day, be like, bro, I'm just sorry. Like, I don't know what happened. It just happened. And then I'd be like, it's okay, but you bitch, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm there thinking, what? So you can forgive him, but you can't forgive her.
You marry him. Go ask him to suck your dick at this point. Because what's going on?
I still don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you just calmly say, oh, yeah, my ex, my boy? But darling.
But boo.
Babe, like, what's going on?
It's like, I don't watch EastEnders anymore, but then there was a time when this couple, it was Ronnie and another boy, they were in a relationship, and Roxy is Ronnie's sister. She slept with her sister's man, and they had a child.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. But then Ronnie and the guy still got married.
Is that where you got that scenario from?
I get it, because I watch a lot of things like that from
England.
Yeah. Crazy, ain't it? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, I hear very, like, weird scenarios from, like, you know, teenagers as well. They'll be like, oh, my friend's dad is also my friend's dad is also my other friend's dad. They share the same, their mums are sisters. And they just share the same dad.
I heard a story like that in a care home I used to work with. These two women that used to work there. They shared the same dad. Wait. Yeah, same dad, different woman. The man cheated on one woman with the other. Now they're sisters, and it's like, I don't think they found out until they started working in the care home or something like that.
Oh shit!
So it was a bit of a family reunion type of thing.
But nah, that's nasty. That's nasty. That's why, in one way or the other, I thank God for the gap between me and my sister. Like, what are you gonna do?
As in, where are we going with this?
Because I'll scrap. But that's the thing. It's different when it's done with friends, because I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can get rid of friends, but.
Why is it different when it's done with friends?
Because if it's your family, you have no choice.
I mean, you can't sever the ties.
You can't say go away.
Especially if you're a family member that lives in the same household as you.
Exactly. You just have to be like, go to your room, bro. Don't look at me. Go to your room. Before I come and now take the staircase and whack it on your head. Are you mad?
10 slashes. Is it slashes? Whips, whatever.
I know, in the olden times, they be slashing people. But, mate, it's different when a man cheats on you with a friend, but when they cheat on you with a family member, that's different, and that's
deep. And on top of that, you went and go and have
an entire child,
a whole human being. God, I can't come and now tell my sister to abort it. I wouldn't. So how can I tell you to do it?
I'll be glad if we don't have kids, because you guys can continue. Mate, that's the thing, you know.
Yeah, imagine if we now have, they're gonna be siblings and cousins.
Remember that scenario that I was telling you guys? Yeah, yeah.
Siblings and cousins.
I can't have that.
And you're gonna marry who? One of us, or marry somewhere else outside?
Nah, you can't marry me. I'm up for auction. You can't marry me.
I'm selling myself
to the highest bidder.
Lord,
you're not allowed to.
Some Moroccan party, you know, mess at the highest.
You see how I'm not even trying to be rude.
Yeah.
You see how guys are like, they prefer girls that don't have kids.
Hmm.
I prefer a man that doesn't have kids.
I've been screaming this for the longest. I'd rather you not have a child.
Cause it's like, okay, cool. Even if I meet someone and I fall for them and they have a child, you need to prove to me. I don't even know if it's proving to me, because I don't.
I mean, by the time I fall for you, I would have known that you have a child, because that's one of the first things I ask. Do you have kids?
Yeah, now it's one of the first things that I ask. Yeah, before it wasn't.
Absolutely. Because I didn't know people could be lying and denying the kids.
I'm calling them nephew.
God, Jesus Christ.
Imagine when they think they mute you, and all you hear is, "Daddy, can I get that biscuit?"
Not even, they're telling me, "Oh, he calls everyone dad."
Ah,
that was the excuse, you know.
Wait, they call
he calls everyone dad, the grandma, the granddad.
No, I would understand calling everyone mom.
No, dad. He calls everyone
dad. At what age you're calling everyone dad?
I think it was two.
Two. My little brother knew what a toilet was. He wouldn't be calling toilet dad.
By the age of one, you know who's mom, you know who's dad, because you recognize the
voices. Yeah, and the faces. I would suggest.
Yeah, voices and faces, mainly voices, because obviously a guy's voice tends to be deeper than a woman, whatever. But yeah.
What a wow!
What you man do to us? And I wonder why we compare you all.
Because you're mad.
In case you didn't know,
you make mad women.
Tell me, I'm moving mad. There's a reason. I didn't just wake up crazy.
That term is actually so weird.
Gaslight.
To me.
You're gaslighting me. Because you did something that's fucked up. In my eyes, that is fucked up enough to get this type of reaction. But you're telling me, no, it's not enough for you to be moving this mad. Because what?
Me moving mad. Have you just met me? Okay. That's what I will ask you. I was like, you want to see mad? Bro, the chairs are going on the ceiling. You'll see mad today.
That's the thing, like, me shouting at you, I'm not moving mad.
No.
Actually not.
If a guy ever dares in his life, me moving mad is me leaving the keys in the door. I'm moving mad. Be like, babe, we can get robbed. You're moving mad. Me telling about something that you have done and you tell me I'm moving mad? Okay. Let me show you madness. Because my madness doesn't go from 0 to 100. Mine is already on 10. Mine is already on 10. It
I'm
just.
I'm thinking of a scenario that didn't even happen to me, but it's actually so funny.
Oh, what scenario? Why are you already playing it?
So basically, it's a friend, right? Her and her man. Okay, so her man was over at her house. And they were sleeping or whatever, but next thing you know, she woke up. I don't know if it was the middle of the night or in the morning, and this man is on his phone under the bed.
Wait, why is he under the bed?
Because the phone fell and he didn't feel like it. Back on top of the bed. So she found him under the bed on his phone, and she's like, why are you, what are you doing? Oh, nah, my phone fell and, you know,
I wasn't bothered.
I couldn't be bothered to get back up. I mean, we all know what he was doing, hence why he didn't get back on the bed, but...
Sending nudes.
I don't know, bruv.
Yeah, sending nudes.
He must have been texting or calling some. I don't know what he was doing, but...
Well, because the mattress is a phone. Oh, it is a phone, but... To what? To disguise the volume?
Just so she doesn't see it, innit? Ms. Emma's where you're gonna wake up...
Are you going to the toilet?
I was in the accommodation.
Yeah, go to the toilet. Turn the shower on.
Where the room is and where the toilet is, there's actually bare space. No one's gonna hear anything, but men and their logic, right?
I just feel like men are bad at cheating. Men are so terrible at cheating. You are bad at cheating.
It's actually so upsetting. Not only have you done it, but you also let me find out. What are you actually doing here, sir?
Oh, who is it? Amber Rose must have said, if every man cheats, if he loves you, you'll never find out. I was there like, hey, I don't want one then.
Because that's what this one individual keeps telling me. Every guy cheats.
Not all of them. I don't believe that.
I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt. But then again, I'm the queen of giving everyone the benefit of the doubt, so I don't know.
Nah, I don't have time for benefits of doubting, please.
I'll do it all the time.
Because me, if I come and I'll give you benefits of the doubt, every single thing you do, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to be relating it. You're going to be like, oh, by the way, this kind of looks fishy. Because...
Oh, by the way, just putting it out there. In case
it looks,
you don't know.
It looks fishy because
it looks
remember,
familiar to that time you...
You done that, yeah.
It's the same type of act. Do you get what I mean? So are you cheating again?
I've done that before though. This guy cheated on me, and then obviously we're in the bed chilling, and they're thinking, why are you turning away? Are you texting? You know, like, he was turning the other side, so I could see what
it
he was
hurts
texting.
My heart when I see your guy's back, like, what are you, what's over there on that side that you can't look this way?
No, it's fine. He was the way he was looking, I could see. Oh wait, see.
He was on his phone and he turned.
Yeah. So he turned my way. I was like, why are you turning this way? I asked him, why are you turning this way? What are you hiding that you don't want me to
his
see?
His numbers were let's see then. Who are you?
What's going on? I mean, I used to be like, put the password in. Put the password in so we can both text. I want to text this person as well.
Let's see how he or she is doing.
Ah. And he had these excuses about he loves to help people that are going through stuff. Who are you then, mom? At this age, you want to be helping everyone? Come on now, what? Put them in your mother's house and say what? You're helping them because they can't pay rent.
She's going through it, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And she needs me to be there for her. And then what?
She
needs
in the morning.
She needs food in her mouth. Uh-huh. And then what else?
She needs something else in her mouth by the looks of it.
Bruh.
Yeah.
She can do it since I wasn't doing it.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Men lie, God. You know.
Do you know what?
Men actually lie.
I was just... What did they lie about?
Men lie! Hey!
About what?
Ah! Oh, there is no... I'm deepening now.
What?
Remember that guy that was my first boyfriend? That was my first boyfriend. I'm here thinking he moved in by himself. He didn't. He moved in with a whole female, you know. They were doing up girlfriend and boyfriend living. And I'm here.
And you're here
like thinking. One side chick. Thinking I'm a whole main girl. Are you crazy? Men are bad people.
It's coming like that thing on back chat.
Men are bad people.
You be honey, you're screaming, I'm the main chick. So why are you the one living with him then?
Oh God. So then I obviously went to his house and I was like, rah, why is there like the closet was half men, half women. Like, no, oh, you know, we shared like some friends in it. So they would come and now do up you know, uni living in his house because it was what it was, isn't it?
Because you're how old?
His house was the place, you know, the place to chill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they'll come and like sometimes they'll stay for 2 to 3 days and then just chill or bring their guys, and like he wouldn't rent out the sitting room, but they would like contribute to the house and whatnot. So he would just like let them have the sitting room and he stays in the bedroom. So he'll be like, yeah, so they brought their clothes here and blah blah blah. So me being naive and stupid and dumb and I'm not saying I was in love, but I was naive and dumb. I was there like, oh, okay, cool.
My eyesight was foggy.
So tell me why, yeah? Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Because when I went to a wedding, I went to someone's wedding that my mom invited me to. So we went to this person's wedding. This was like 2 months after I saw these clothes. I see this some bitch rolling up into the... She's not even a bitch because she didn't even know. I'm so sorry.
She's not even aware.
Like, it's not even nice. You see, this is the thing. Girls, we love to scrap each other for dumbness.
Oh, dumbness men caused.
So then, obviously, I've obviously gone to this wedding and I've seen this girl and I'm like... I swear he said...
But I thought you...
But I swear...
Didn't you... But how?
And you know it's them ones there.
You're asking the question.
It couldn't be like, oh, it's a coincidence. Because that dress was tailored. You know when a dress is tailored to the T. You see, like, let's say, oh,
the same tailored dress I saw when I went to your house. But
so me being me, I take a picture of the girl. I just go, she's not watching me. So then I send it to him and I was like, funny how
she's wearing,
let's call her Katie. I was like, funny how she's wearing Katie's clothes when you said Katie and her man are staying at your house. He was like, wait, what? Who is that?
You see the picture.
I said, denial.
Who is that, you know?
Men will deny.
I'm gonna start doing that shit.
A man will deny. He will deny his friend. He will deny you.
He will deny his wedding. He will deny his kid.
You'll be like, babe, you're the one dancing in the... No, that's not me. That's my twin. Bro. Or they'll be like, oh, man, babe, that guy looks like me, you know? That guy looks like me. Oh my god, I need to do some, you know, ancestry. Nigga, that's you.
So
you have a whole house, a whole wife, a whole car, a whole man,
You are a whole man.
You are a whole man.
You're lying so bad.
Are you lying? But are you a man?
Okay, but why did they do that? What's the logic behind it?
Why did they lie? I've just started lying. I'll let you know.
Me too. I've been doing
it. I've just started.
For the past year. It's kind of fun. I can't lie.
Like, I was telling my friend, yeah. Like, he must have said that. He called me and he was like, oh, this girl was like, oh, he's so peng. I went to him, my friend. I cannot lie to you. You're not peng. You're there. You know when somebody's just, you're decent. I can tell. You need to understand when girl want to get in your pants.
They will gaslight.
Good morning,
King. Hello.
I was like, females chat bullshit when they want man. We chat the lot. And you guys never deep it. You'd be like, oh my god, she's hooked onto me. She's hooked on. No, she's not. She just wants one thing. And at this point, if you don't execute it the way it's supposed to be executed, to the left, exit stage. Next performance, please. Yes.
Next performer.
Oh my god, have you ever done the deed then blocked the person? I think I've done that. As I'm walking away.
As I'm walking out.
I'll be like, oh, nice, yeah. I'm gonna call you. And like, yeah, block. Oh.
I did that, but it took me a while to get there. I think it took me like a week. I was like, do you know what? I don't think it's working for me.
And I feel like it's hard to explain to people that it's not working. Because why do you want me to explain what reason? Because I don't want.
I just don't. You don't.
You know what? It's honestly not me.
Big man.
It's not you. It's me. It's honestly just, you know.
That's what I said.
It's not me.
It's actually me. I'm the problem.
Yeah,
here.
But what if you're not?
Well, I
was. I would say yes. That's what I was about to say. In your situation, it wasn't you, but you had to fault yourself in order to save feelings. Now that I think about it, why? What's wrong with you? What's your issue?
There's no issue. There's no
What's problem. Your issue? Because you see the thing about women, as much as
we always want to spare their feelings.
What are you sparing?
I don't know. I just don't want to hurt you. But then you will come.
Ah, you come a up. Guy will come with rifle. Forget kitchen knife. He will come with a rifle and say, you know what? She's better. You're not it. I don't want to be with you. I don't see anything with you at all. And I'm there there's only one eye crying, but I would not tell you that pain.
Oh, it hurts.
When you get one eye crying.
And it's like, why would you even text me as you're doing this? You can't call.
No, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Nah, I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that as well, but don't do it to me.
Nah, I prefer you text me. Text me.
The first time it happened, I was rattled, but now
because I'm not
like,
gonna lie, yeah. When you call me, yeah, when someone calls me, I have to conform. I have to fix myself.
You have to get in.
You know, because it's like composure. At this point, we have come from an informal place to a formal place. The way I'm addressing you is going to be so different.
Like,
oh my god,
the switch up is real.
Be like, so what?
Like,
you don't feel like
I'm not honestly, even speaking. Right. I'm not even being formal. I'm like, listen, my guy. Like, you need to start making sense. Like, what, bro?
No, bro. I can tell you one thing, yeah, Tam, and everyone that's listening. Rejection is the best gift a person can give you. Heartbreak is the best gift a man can give you. Rejection in itself is a blessing in disguise. I tell you that for free.
I told you the other day, the best decision a man has ever made for me is tell me this, it's not gonna work out.
Oh my god, the way I'm flying, I don't think I can't fly. Like, mate,
I wouldn't say I'm flying, but later on I realized, you know what, you are actually not for me. I don't know what I would even thinking in this life.
No, see me, I'm flying because at this point, yeah, I've reached a point where I'm just there like...
At this point, I've reached a point.
This sentence is not going anywhere, but you know what I mean. I've actually, I'm so free, you know. A guy told me the other day he had to block me on Snapchat because he kept on coming back to me. I was there thinking, you blocked me on Snapchat but you still have my phone number, you still called me. I went to him, you know what, let me help you help you.
The thing is, when you don't want to let go of a person, you just don't want to let go.
I helped him, I blocked him myself. Man. I was there like, you know, let me block you myself so you...
No, you...
Because you under... You actually, that's the thing, yeah. When someone actually comes and now tells you why they do something or why they've done something, mm. they're like, is that it?
That's the thing about closure. You always want it to be something that you thought
there's
in your
no
head.
Such thing as closure.
I don't believe in it anymore.
There is no such thing it's as closure. Bullshit. Just say you want to have sex. There's no such
it's
thing
robbery.
As closure.
It's a robbery. It's actually robbery. Emotional robbery.
About I need to understand why we... Why do you need to understand?
You don't need to understand.
Actually, there's some that you
no,
do.
No. There's sometimes there's not explain. I don't know. I just know it's not you. That's it. That's literally it.
Wait. You can't waste half a year on me and tell me it's not me. But I promise. I promise. He's so... Oh my god, you're lucky I was not him, because the way I'll...
I got ambushed.
So?
Exactly.
You deserved more. You deserved more. What? Are you mad? I would have got all my boys to call you and be like, you mad?
They wanted to, apparently.
To do what?
What you just said.
Am I female? Am I not? I said if it was me. If it was me.
Apparently they wanted... they're not the ones that ambushed me talking about, they just wanted to talk to you.
No, they can come and now talk. Let's talk.
I'm not
listening. If you're talking sense, then give me your phone number. Are you mad? Me and him are over. What are we doing here? Can we...
Oh my god, oh my
I mean
god.
If he's bringing your future husband to you, why are you hurting your head?
Mm.
Have you ever thought of that?
Mm.
The person that they send to fix your relationship now becomes your man.
Nah, never. Don't let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband.
Me, I'm not even looking for boyfriend. I'm past looking for husband as well. I'm looking for the father of my kids at this point. Are you mad?
Listen.
I'm past looking for boyfriend. I'm past looking for husband.
Can you just be a good father and we
call
it a day?
Just be a good father and call it a day. I just want that. That's all I want. That's actually all I want.
I'm 21.
And you're deep in... You're not even... Nah, I don't want a man. I just want a good man for the babies.
I mean, I do want a man.
Yeah, not now though.
Yeah.
No, not now.
I don't know, bruv. I say not now.
I just feel like our travels will definitely land us in a place where...
Yeah, bruv. Exit.
I don't think...
Exit.
No, I'm not exit. Yeah, I'm not. It's still my time to shine. Do you get what I mean? I just feel like you need a break from... You know one thing that pissed me off last time we went on holiday? So many guys from the UK hollered me. I was there thinking, wow, every night, new person on the phone wanting to get to know me. The minute I stepped back in the country...
Do they care about your existence?
The minute I stepped back in the country, I went out with, like, let's say 2-3 of them. Something like that. And then it was like... Nah, none of them were great. I just think guys of nowadays, obviously we're evolving.
Hopefully.
But you know, flowers are a sentimental
Bravo!
Thing when it comes to a girl.
Fam!
A date. You can't tell me we're going on a date.
Dying, please, I beg. You
can't tell me we're going on a date and you don't show up to pick me up and you come empty, or you tell me we're going on a date and you tell me to meet you there. I'm not coming. I'm sorry. Go eat dinner by yourself.
We're not even doing this meet me halfway shit, no?
Nah.
Not even there. You just want me to find you.
Bro. I don't think you understand. Like I said on a previous episode, if I'm taking a guy out, I'm doing it all. Like from transport to the house, from the house to the place that we're going to.
This is what I say. You know when a girl likes you, she has money to travel. Please, a big. Don't get it twisted.
When a girl likes you, bro, she'll borrow from her friends if she has to. She will borrow from her friends if she has to.
Oh. Let me borrow some money.
Who do you like? You don't like no one.
Yeah. She's really pushing it.
Yeah, but look, if a girl likes you, they will borrow money from their friend to travel.
I'm definitely not telling you the reason.
No, you have to. You know why? Because I'm not giving it to you.
My point exactly. I'm not telling you the reason.
No, I'm not giving it to you if you're not telling me.
I'm telling you a reason, but it's not the reason that you think it is.
No, it has to be it. No. Because if I come and out, see me, I investigate by accident. All my investigations are by accident. It just lands on my lap. Next thing you be like, oh, so you actually
imagine the other day I tried to tell a story to this girl.
No, that was too much. Guys, I see you. I'm a seer. My girl's trying to, you know, it's the way you said it though. You tried to brush it off like it was nothing.
The other day I was talking to him, so and so, and he told me this and this. Okay, cool. 10 minutes go by. So wait, hold on. How exactly did this conversation?
How did it start? No. I had to ask when the conversation was, because maybe you just remembered that it happened, and then she goes,
it was yesterday.
I just thought I'd call him to see how he's doing. You know, what? I said sorry.
Oh my god.
I was like, wait. So the whole conversation that we had the day before, yeah, none of that shit went.
Auntie was on the same day.
It was on the same day. Yeah. So what, you waited for me to leave your house?
I waited until after I took a shower.
I don't care. You waited for me to leave and then
you were like, oh child, I'm not trying to hear from you.
Oh hi, I just wanted to come out and see how you're doing I was just there thinking, and I was like, oh, is he still breathing? Like,
let me follow my own advice.
I was there like, wait, hold on. Thank you for telling me the information you're landing with. But how did this conversation...
Prior to that, how did we get there?
Who called who? And why did they call? And then she was like, I just wanted to see... I was like, oh God.
Which is why I said, I tried to swindle that. Like, it was... I wanted to tell someone, but I knew I had to go about it a certain way with this one.
No. It's her... funny thing, yeah.
You never guess what I found out yesterday.
I was there like, you found it out yesterday before or after I was gone? Because I was there until quite late.
Until 8, I think.
9.
Oh, I called at 10.
So you actually waited until I departed?
I had to. Sorry.
Wow, how do you feel?
I feel very stupid, to be honest, but it is.
I'm glad. You know, one person has to be glad and one person has to feel it. Feel it in the guts.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that just reminded me of
2019.
Yeah. Ew. That's a story time, guys. That will be coming to you soon.
I won't be here for that story.
It has to happen.
Do it when it's your episode.
This story time. This is the most ruthless story time ever.
Oh, the two. Was it? Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and.
Twiddledee and Twiddledumber. No, Twiddledum and Twiddledumber.
I don't know. This one was Twiddledum and Dumber by himself.
He was dumber and dumber.
I don't think he was dumb. He was just very...
observant.
No, that's not the word. Observing, don't abuse the word.
Don't abuse the word, please.
Oh my god.
No, not observant. He was very manipulative.
Yeah,
I would say that. This one was just stupid. It's just stupid. You know when someone is dumb, they lie. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
No.
I can't.
My ex just unblocked me today to tell me to stop calling him a caterpillar.
Wait, what? How does he know?
Someone said her ex unblocked her to tell her stop calling me a caterpillar on socials.
How does he know?
Apparently he has on socials or something. Someone told her, or him, I mean.
So then message me on socials. Why are you do you know how long it would be for me? Like, I was telling you guys the other day, do you know how long it would be for me to come and now go through my blocked list?
That's why there's no point in blocking, because you can, there's always the option of finding the number.
No, me, I can't.
Mate, if you have hella,
my block list is like 400 people.
It's really,
I've had this number since I was 12.
I've had this number for ages.
Yeah, I've had this number for years, bro.
Since 6th form, you know?
I've had this number since I was 12.
Jesus Christ.
So, like, yeah, 8.
Yeah, man. It's a bit mad. Men are mad. We love you anyway, but some of you need to get it together.
Me love a man.
Girl.
Please. You know what? I've deeped it.
Mm.
I don't want to be one of those girls that say, oh, my man's not in England. He's out there in the world somewhere. But I'm coming this close. I'm very close to saying it. I don't want to say it because I still believe that he's here.
He's not in London, that's for sure.
Oh,
not mine.
How do you know?
These people always live far away. Trust me, he's not in London. He's somewhere out there.
He's around the England. Is he around England or... I'm asking you, like, you know. Anyway, guys.
I hope so.
We'll catch you in the next
episode. Remember, it's us and vibes.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Are you kissing your teeth out? Please
argue with me, please.
Not today.